این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's historic speech outlining the state of affairs of the course of the revolution. Date January 23, 1983. Topic: Importance of propagating Islamic culture. Today, the superpowers have been given a slap by our Islamic revolution, and they are afraid lest in other parts other revolutions like ours take place. They are nervous and every day design a new plot. We too must be prepared to counter them. In the same way that America is prepared to hatch plots, we too must be prepared to counter and confront them.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful.
About purging the self, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "It is impossible to learn the book and wisdom in the absence of purging the self. We should purify ourselves from all sorts of impurities, including inner desires and selfishness." This sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi concerns self-purification and its beneficial effects on the soul. From the point of view of Islamic teachings, every sin leaves a black stain, and the effects of distortion in the human heart, which in turn weakens a person's aptitude for good and righteous actions and consequently further deviates him towards other sins and foul deeds. On the other hand, worship, prayer, remembrance of God develop a human being's religious consciousness and strengthens the aptitude for virtuous deeds and diminish his will to do sins. This means that worship and remembrance of God efface the mal effects of sins and replace these with fondness for virtue and goodness.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
In Nahj al-Balagha, which is the famous book of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, there is a sermon which deals with salah, zakat, and delivering of trust. After emphasizing the importance of salah, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Certainly prayer removes sins like autumn strips leaves from trees, and it liberates you from the rope of sins tied around your neck." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam linked it to a refreshing stream at one's door in which one takes a purifying bath 5 times in a day and night. During the journey of struggle against the self, one should constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the graces bestowed by Him. He must at each step thank Him constantly for His help, mercy, and guidance in fulfilling His intentions. The degree of gratitude to God should increase as he attains a higher stage in his struggle against the self. He must realize that it was because of Allah's help and response to sincere prayers that he was able to get rid of Satan and his allies from the domain of his heart and attain sublime human attributes loved by God. You see, that is how our great Imam rahmatullah alayh advised us to purify our souls in order to reach wisdom and knowledge. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I really wish that you have enjoyed it. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.